Do birds have a sense of smell? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Gregory Cunningham, associate professor of biology at St. John Fisher College, tells us that his research with penguins may turn the tide on this debate.
I can still hear the words of my undergraduate ornithology professor. Birds don't have a sense of smell. And yet, for the past 30 years, I and other researchers have studied how a variety of bird species use odors to find food, find their nests, identify their mates, and recognize predators. Most recently, I worked with Dr. Francesco Bonadonna from the Centre National de Recherche Française on the island of Kerguelen in the southern Indian Ocean. Living on a beach with more than 100,000 king penguins, I set out to determine if these birds were sensitive to a variety of odors. Relentless winds and the birds' behaviors, however, made this incredibly difficult. After 10 days of trying to test the birds with little success, I had a curious idea loosely based upon studies using chicken chicks. Would the hundreds of sleeping penguins respond if I snuck up on them individually and held scented sticks beneath their beaks? And they did. Adults woke up more often when presented with an odor than when presented with a blank control. We expected that they would respond to dimethyl sulfide, a food-related odor that many marine organisms use to identify likely locations for food. But they also responded to the scent of feathers and feces. Their response to these scents, which form the basis of an individual or a colony odor, suggests that king penguins may not be solely recognizing their offspring or colony by sound, as has long been thought, but may be using scent as well. Our observations that adults returning from the ocean mostly arrive downwind of the colony and walk into it to find their mate or offspring seems to confirm this hypothesis. Working on a remote island in the sub-Antarctic is challenging, but research conducted by myself and others continues to bear fruit, and we are developing a more thorough understanding of how crucial odors are to penguins and other birds.
That was Gregory Cunningham of St. John Fisher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Peck forward, raise flippers, waddle and waddle, you 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 waddle. Flip your flippers once or twice. Take two steps and fall on the